You're listening to The Point. Black Inscription has been described as an immersive multimedia song cycle about our oceans. It'll be performed this week at the Kituat Center for the Arts. And with us is one of the writers and performers of Black Inscription, Carla Kilstead. Welcome.
Hey.
All right, so explain the premise of the show.
In the show, we imagine, we follow a diver who is loosely based on a real woman named Natalia Molchanova. And we follow her deep into the ocean. And essentially, she becomes, over the course of the 13 songs and some narration, she goes from being a human being with a body and her own individual thoughts to being a part of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So that's the overarching story. And along the way, she discovers all kinds of things and runs into all kinds of fantastic and horrifying and beautiful elements of the ocean. And it's really an exploration of our own relationship to the sea.
So where did the idea come from and how did it evolve over time?
Let's see. The idea started with our friend George Bonweiss, who is a beautiful bass player that we play with when we go out to Los Angeles sometimes. He also happens to be an environmental engineer on the faculty of USC. And he had an opportunity to get a grant for a project that involved a faculty member, and he reached out to us and said, hey, let's do something. I love your songwriting. I love your lyrics. I love playing with you guys. Let's create something. And so with his environmental interests and with our having just moved to Woods Hole, where half of our friends are oceanographers or fishermen or have some very significant stake in the health and life of the ocean, it just seemed right to do something that really dove deep, so to speak, mm-hmm. into the ocean and to kind of use the opportunity for us to engage more deeply with our own community and find out more for ourselves.
Now, you've lived on the Cape for about 10 years now. How has this environment shaped the direction of your work?
From stem to stern, I would say. There is something significant about the way that having the ocean as the backdrop to your life changes the scale and the scope and the sense of your thoughts. Even when we first moved here, we moved to my parents-in-law's house, and they're right on the beach, and so I was taking walks daily on the ocean. So that was our first experience. We began writing songs about the ocean before we even started this project. Mm. And then so when George came along with that idea, it just seemed like a totally natural fit. And very specifically, when we started really inquiring about doing some research about this piece, a few of my friends who are marine biologists at HUI were very generous with their time and their ideas and their thoughts and would let me peer over their shoulders and ask them what they were researching, what they were working on. If I had specific questions, they would help point me to places I might look to understand something more deeply. So actually the community here in Woods Hole with all the fantastic minds, oceanographic minds, was actually really a significant part of the process.
So let's listen to a clip of one of the pieces from the performance titled The Beautiful Math of Coral. And before we play the clip, tell us a little bit more about the inspiration for this.
This came from an investigation into coral in general. And at this point, and in the writing process, I was really reading and watching and listening to everything I possibly could about different subject matters. And when I was researching coral, I came across a beautiful TED Talk delivered by a woman named Margaret Wertheim. And she is a science writer. Her twin sister is an artist and an art curator. And they have a wonderful institution together called the Institute for Figuring, which is based around projects that are about science, but more specifically the beauty and poetic aspects of science. Mm. And she has this beautiful TED Talk called The Beautiful Math of Coral, in which she basically says that Euclidean geometry entirely fails to model the structures of coral and the conundrum of the straight line on a curved surface is something that Euclid in his time and hundreds of others of mathematicians just simply couldn't wrap their minds around. And so, but Crochet does it perfectly. Mm. And that one of the most significant and first kind of ways of modeling coral was actually through Crochet. It's a beautiful, it's if you have a chance to look it up, anyone listening here, it's a wonderful TED Talk called The Beautiful Math of Coral.
So here is The Beautiful Math of Coral. Black Inscription is a collaboration. So tell us more about the other contributors and some of the joys and challenges of that collaboration.
Oh, I have to say it's mostly been joys. I have two other co-composers who are my husband, Matthias Bossi, who plays drums in the band and also wrote the songs with me, and Jeremy Flower, who is a very good friend of ours who lives in Cambridge. The three of us first began by writing the songs in a kind of tag team way. One person would start a song, pass it to the next person, let it be pulled apart and reconfigured, add things on, shift it. So that's something you can only do with people you really trust, which we are lucky enough to have that between the three of us. Mm. Beyond that, once we had the storyline So the songs are really the architecture of the piece. There were some ways that there's some things about connect. We wanted the story to connect through the songs in a way that the lyrics alone and the sounds alone didn't do. So we brought in a team of theater artists. A wonderful guy named Mark DiChiazza, who is my co-director, and he took the helm around everything visual in the theater. And we designed some video that is behind the band. Effectively, it's really a 7-piece band. Mm-hmm. When we made the record, it was 4 people on the record, but to actually make these songs happen live, we had to bring in other people because we did a lot of overdubbing on the record. Mm-hmm. So it's a 7-piece band. This version of it includes a student of mine named Melissa Weichert, John Evans, who's also a local wonderful bass player and engineer, George Bon Weiss, our bass player from Los Angeles, has come to be a part of it. Ariel Parkington from the Parkington Sisters is one of the plays viola and sings. Then Mark DiChiazza, we have video design, sound design by a wonderful guy named Quentin Chiappetta, and lighting design by Mary Ellen Stebbins, who also is a theater artist in New York.
Sounds like a good crew.
It's a good crew, and really the challenge, it was more joy than it was challenge, I say, because it was very clear what we needed those other elements to do, mm-hmm. very clear what we what kind of connective tissue we needed that to help kind of draw on. And so once we were clear on that, then I could say to Mark, we need the video to set up this idea of the song. How can you do that? Mm-hmm. I totally trust you. You go and solve that problem and come back to me. And so I was really just a hub of kind of sending different challenges out. And that when you have such a great team, it's just a pleasure because everything that comes back is positive.
And so tell us more about the title, Black Inscription.
Black Inscription. Black Inscription is a term that we borrowed from Rachel Carson. And it is from her book, The Edge of the Sea, which is one of the first books I read as I was researching this piece and beginning to think about how do you even begin to write a song cycle about the ocean? It's just so laughably vast. So in her book, she talks about, I mean, really the reason that she's such an important person in our culture and is the founder of the environmental movement is not only because she was a wonderful scientist and observer, but she was also a beautiful a wordsmith, and she was able to take these very complex things and explain them not just to scientists, mm-hmm. but to me and you and our, your neighbor and everyone in a way where the poetry of her language gave a kind of clarity to these incredible complicated realities. And one of the things she talks about is that the place where the sea meets the shore is one of the most violent and mutable places on Earth. But the thing that is universal about that place is that there's always, where ocean meets rock, there's always a line of microplants around the world, every single place. There's some line of microplants that she called a black inscription. Mm. And I love that term because it feels like an invitation.
Yeah.
It feels like something that's now it's our duty almost to take the time to read it and understand it and try to decipher what it's telling us about the ocean.
All right, we have a clip of that title track. Let's take a listen to Black Inscription.
Love song backwards.
We're talking with Carla Kilstead, one of the writers and performers of Black Inscription. We'll talk more after a quick break.
This is Clara Urban, and I'm from Nantucket Island. Eric Urban and I, maybe 25 years ago. Well, when I met Eric, he talked to me about the dream he had had was to sail, all his life was to sail around the world. And I thought, oh, wonderful, it sounds great. And we did. We left in 1990 from Nantucket. And it took us 3 years to sail around the world on a 51-footer. The different oceans are like different people. They each have their own personalities, where the Pacific was calm and really full of fish. You'd wake up in the night, in the morning you'd get up. Of course, each person staying awake, taking turn on watch. But in the morning you'd have 35 fish right on your deck. Everything was really plentiful. The flying fish would hop from the sea right on your deck. And then the Indian Ocean was the bear of bears. It was powerful. And I remember the waves sounded like runaway train coming at you. And I found that the further out you got on passage, the waves were like mountains. So you'd really go up way up a rolling hill and down again. And you were like a wonderful little raisin on this, you know. It was dreamy.
You're listening to the Cape and Islands NPR stations, a service of WGBH Radio.
You're listening to The Point. We're talking with Carla Kilstead, one of the writers and performers of Black Inscription, an immersive multimedia song cycle about our ocean that's going to be performed at the Kituat Center for the Arts. Tell us a little bit about, when we think of the ocean, it conjures up images of, natural beauty, vastness, mystery. But increasingly, images are also that we associate with the ocean also include trash, especially plastic debris. So how does Black Inscription tackle the reality of our relationship with the ocean?
Well, the storyline, as I said, is in the story we follow a single person. And so really our challenge was to figure out how to incorporate these different ideas into her journey. And this one was a really interesting one. I called my friend Taylor Heil, who is a scientist at HUI, one day. And I said, Taylor, what are you working on? And she said, well, I'm actually doing something really pretty atrocious. And I said, well, what is it? She said, I'm cataloging all of the trash that our still cameras have picked up on a dive we just did off the coast of Massachusetts in the canyons. And I said, oh my gosh, will you send me that list? So she started by sending me a list of the actual things that they found while not even looking for them. Solo cups and gloves and boots and you name it, you can only imagine. And it was a very long, elaborate list. And so I started getting interested in that issue of plastics, microplastics, the trash gyres that the water kind of gathers in different places in the oceans. And it's a pretty astounding problem. And there are people working on solving that problem. But when we thought about how to incorporate that into the piece, it comes at a time when our diver is really indulging in the expansiveness and the beauty of having just descended into and through the midnight zone where no light comes through, and she's indulging in this beautiful feeling, and all of a sudden something she recognizes from her terrestrial life floats by her. And in the video, the video behind us in the show tells this part of the story. Mm-hmm. And so it might be a piece of plastic, it might be a cup, it might be a pair of sunglasses, it might be something. And she has this feeling of, oh my goodness, I don't belong here, but I can't go back now. But like, what is, and all of a sudden she remembers her life again. So we frame it in that way. And through the, that song is really the first place where there is a significant amount of, I would say, anger and outrage that appears in the musically and manifests musically.
Let's hear a clip from The Ghost King.
This looks so familiar.
ocean, for all its mystery and beauty and vastness, is not always our friend. Anyone who's been at sea or along the coast during a storm knows the power of the ocean. Rising sea level as a result of climate change is another example of how humans are at the mercy of the ocean. Is this aspect of our relationship with the ocean part of the story that you tell in Black Inscription?
Absolutely. I would say it's more of the backdrop, and there are a few specific issues, as we just mentioned with the Ghost King. There's another song that's inspired by some of the research I was doing around sound pollution, which is another really big issue, and how our actions as humans are affecting the ocean. And even if they're not on purpose, like with sound pollution, what's difficult about tackling it is that it's not anything anyone's doing on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's just the side effect of the way we're living in the world. And so really our purpose with this piece is not to get up on a soapbox, and it's also not to be documentarian. When the piece does not include a lot of specific facts about the ocean, but it's based on a lot of real research. And our real hope is that that the way that music has this ability to convey things emotionally and connect our right and left brains and connect our cognitive centers with our visceral and emotional centers, that's where we're trying to connect with people. And after the show, we're going to have a Q&A with not only members of the creative team, but members of the community that are involved in different initiatives to kind of help people make different choices or support organizations that are making different choices. So really, we're trying to use this piece not only as a platform for our work as musicians, but as a way to create a space for conversation within the community about how we can move forward together in more kind of comprehensive and responsible ways.
So what is it that you hope audiences take away from the performance?
Well, I think really just that. I think I would like them to have given themselves over to the very immersive experience of the show for long enough. It's about 70 minutes long. At the beginning of the piece, the narration takes you from being an air breather to on the land to diving into underneath the water, and you don't come up again till the very end. It's long enough that once you do come up, some people have actually reported that it's kind of shocking. Like, oh, right, I almost forgot that I am an air breather again. Mm. And so we'd like people to kind of take that immersive feeling and begin to ask questions about how our collective muscle as a community can start to work on our choices as a community and as individuals to think more deeply about our relationship to water.
Black Inscription will be performed at the Kituit Center for the Arts tonight through Sunday, September 15th. We'll post details about the production and ticket information at our website, capeandislands.org. Carla, we're going to go out on Water Is My Blood. What do you want to tell us about this piece?
This piece is about the currents of the ocean, and it comes at a point in the story where she is just indulged. She's feeling the bigger picture of the water and how it wraps around the earth. And so it's written from the perspective, not just of her, but of the currents and the water itself.
Carla Kilstead is one of the co-writers and performers in Black Inscription. Thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
My heart beats.